So there's a lot of stuff going around bringing threats. And you're supposed to give it. Y'all, I'm a priest this morning, okay? And you, if you think you're going, it's going to be too stout for you, buckle your seatbelt so you won't fly away. I need you here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This world that we live in. God said from the very beginning how this world was or should operate and what we should do. Listen to it again. You heard it many times, but listen again. He said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. This is Genesis 1:26. And listen to what he said. Let them, who? Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Do what? Have dominion over what? If it move, if it's on the earth, I have given you dominion. This thing, both in the seen and unseen, is subject to your rulership and your authority. When he said that, now watch it. When he said that, thank you, Lord Jesus. So God, he said it before it happened. God said it, then he saw it, created. So God did what? Created man in his own image. What you mean? With the same ability, capacity to rule anything. And see, God has the ability to rule. Now watch it now. Listen to what I'm about to say. God has the ability to rule and control everything that exists. But what he put in your hands to rule and control, he doesn't have control of that. You do. So you can't say God had control of this earth because he gave it to us. So if stuff go wrong, we can't be blaming God for what's going on when you have the dominion, the authority to do something about it. And in order to do something about it, we can't be a little chicken church. We can't be a sometime churchgoer. We can't be a sometime Bible reader, casual Christian, or believer. We got to be what we are. You remember the story I told you about the pig? How many remember that story? All right, so I don't have to go through it. That man, they were playing tricks with him. He got that pig back to that man, and he got to the lady. A duck, a cat, something. Huh? Possum, that's what it was. I knew it was. And when he got back to the man, say, I bought a pig, and you sold me a possum. And he pulled that possum out, and it was a pig. He wouldn't call it a pig. He wouldn't call it a possum. He said, "Thank you. Have to make up your mind what you're going to be." Now, we're going to have to make up our mind. What are we going to be? Are we going to let this stuff change us from who we are? Are we going to be a pig or a possum? Which one? Yeah. Now, God just told us in his word, in his soul, God created man, how? In his own image. Are you with me now? In his what? Own image. In the image of God created he him, who? Male and female. You know, we got this stuff. You know, this is what messes. This is what messes the church up. And people listen to this stuff and practice it. I hadn't finished with Genesis. But go to Galatians chapter 3. See, it's that. If we'll study the scripture and we'll read them and believe them, we find that this stuff that men talked about is somebody said, bunk and baloney. And some of it ain't good as baloney. It's just a bunch of bunk. Now, he said what? This is what God said. So he created man in his own image. You know why he created? Then he created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female. Male and who? Female created he them. Now look what Galatians says in 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither who? Male nor female. For ye are all, how many? One in Christ Jesus. And then we get here, we one in Christ Jesus, but the one can't stand here because female is attached to her physical makeup. Are you seeing how silly we are? We let natural thing outweigh spiritual thing. And the devil love it when we get that carnal and natural. Are you hearing me this morning? And we let natural thing, such as standing here on a natural thing, and say a woman can't stand here because she don't qualify. You can't find anything like that in the scripture. And then when trouble come up, we don't know what to do. Because we feeding on something that's bunk and baloney. But let's get back to Jesus. And notice that Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says what? Jesus Christ, what? The same what? Yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever he was, he is. Whatever he is, he'll continue to be. And he created man and created man, created woman, both in his image and after his likeness. Chapter 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Are you seeing this? Notice nothing happened to him, but he formed him. Formed man. Why did he form man from the dust of the ground? And, well, he put him in this earth. Are you with me?